is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we will begin a new series, What to Do When Men Lie About You. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Allison Krauss with I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today is silver line.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. It's great to be with you today. We're going to start a new series today. It's entitled, What to Do When Men Lie About You. You know, I'm chuckling just a little bit thinking about it. I've had so many people lie about me over the years that, well, I've come to sort of appreciate it. It makes me, you know, well, I feel sort of important that all these people are lying about me. I mean, if nobody lied about me, I guess I'd just be sort of lost out here, like nobody really cares about me. Well, evidently a lot of people care, but in the wrong way. You know, President Donald Trump has been fighting the fake news, hasn't he? You know, everything he says, the fake news press tries to find some little way out of it or some little trick, or and they tell so many lies about President Trump. And I feel like I'm the sort of the same way. Maybe I'm the Christian Donald Trump. Now, I don't think I have anywhere near the pressure that he has. I'm not saying that, but it does seem that people seem to, when they hear the name of Tex Mars, they just go, ooh, a lot of them. But listen, I have a lot of friends. You're my friend, right? I have a lot of friends out there. And many times I don't need to defend myself because my friends defend me. I read an article, it's really bad about me, that says, oh, Tex is this and Tex has done that and Tex Mars is a horrible monster. And, you know, I don't do anything about it. And then for long, somebody will write an article, say, you know, Tex is all right. He's a good guy. He's a real Christian. And I appreciate that. You know, God just raises people up to defend you. You know, you can count on it. If you feel all down because some people are gossiping lies about you and telling things that aren't true, well, you just keep on doing the right thing. You be a good person and follow Jesus. And eventually somebody's going to turn around and they're going to take your side. You're going to be surprised at your defenders. They'll come out of the woodwork. They will. Well, you know, I've had a lot of criticism, as I mentioned, and I don't let it rattle me at all. I mean, if I did, I've been in the ministry now, 40 some odd years? It started with my very first book. That's about 60 books ago. I started getting criticism. And I didn't really realize I was going to be criticized at the time because most pastors aren't. Most pastors, everybody loves them. But it just seemed like people just zeroed in on me, like, just like they've done Donald Trump. I remember I was over at a friend's house, Wanda and I, a doctor friend, and he had invited another couple over, and we were talking about the immigration problem, of all things. This is about 5 years back. And this guy, he really, you know, I told him that I believe that we need to obey the laws and, you know, people need to get in line and, you know, that we needed to stop just people just invading, coming across the border. And I mentioned the term, you know, illegal aliens. We have so many illegal aliens invading America. Now, this guy got so upset at me, he evidently had been a Romney supporter. In fact, he was on Romney's campaign team. Pretty important guy. A Romney supporter. Mitt Romney was a Republican, or is a Republican. And this guy got so mad at me because I used the term illegal alien. He said, we don't have any illegal aliens in America. I said, we don't? No. You're like Attila the Hun. They're undocumented persons. Undocumented persons. Well, they're illegal aliens. That's what their name is. No. And I was like Attila the Hun to him. Now, I suspect there's a lot of Attila the Huns out there, don't you? You might be one of them. So listen to what the Bible says. I want to tell you, this is an important thing. Now, this totally when you get down and out and you're saying, oh, everybody lying about me and telling things, or they don't like my religion because I stand up for Jesus, and they're all a bunch of compromisers and they're liberals and they just, oh, I just don't have any friends in this world. When you start feeling like that, think of what the Bible says. The Bible says, now this is Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, says, blessed are ye, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Wow. Well, this has caused me many times, folks, when somebody starts to criticize me because I tell the truth about Jesus Christ, I tell the truth about his kingdom, and especially when I mention things like sin or hell, boy, they go into hysterics then. You're one of those people that believe in, you know, sin and hell, aren't you? Well, yes, I am. Had one guy on a radio program, he said, you're just trying to scare the devil out of me. Well, I told the guy, well, if I could, I would. Sometimes I am able to scare the devil out of a person. You know, there's a lot of examples in the Bible where Jesus scared the devil out of people. No doubt. He cast out demons. So you just have to accept it. Blessed are you. You're blessed. When men revile you and persecute you. See, don't try to avoid it, folks. Bring it on. I mean, listen, God will bless you. And when men shall say all manner of evil against you, falsely, for Jesus' name's sake, why just say, well, this is great. Pour it on. I need more blessings. Now think about that, okay? Now we're going to come back to that verse a little bit later because I think it's sort of important. Very important, in fact. Doesn't that give you a different perspective? Blessed are you. You're blessed. I mean, you know, Jerry Barrett, Power Prophecy Ministries, and I were talking recently, and he said, I think I'm a success now because, you know, a lot of people are criticizing me. You know, I get some letters that, you know, don't like what I'm saying. Well, now I know Jerry's saying things that are true. And he laughed and he said, I know I'm doing right now. Well, he is doing right. And the more he's persecuted, the more he just smiles and looks in the mirror and goes right on. Now, recently, I ran across an article in I think it's called patheos.com, PATHEOS.com, and online, you know, on the internet. And it was about Tex Mars. Meet Tex Mars. Meet Tex Mars. Well, I wanted to meet Tex Mars. But usually the Tex Mars that people talk about when they say bad things are, well, I don't even recognize that Tex Mars, but I like to meet him anyway. So this guy says you can meet Tex Mars. And he wrote this article and he said some things about me. I mean, really, really harsh. And I'll tell you, I have been blessed by this article. Now, let me just tell you about it. Maybe you've had people say worse things about you. Maybe you're more blessed than I am, but think about this. He said that he was looking at end-of-the-world conspiracy theorists. And right away, I realized that this guy's not going to say anything good about me because I'm not a theorist. I give facts. I'm a conspiracy scientist. But anyway, he says, I ran across the name Tex Mars. And he said, Tex Mars is an architect of the satanic panic. I'm an architect of the satanic panic. That made me sort of feel proud. I've caused people to be panicky about Satan. Now, they only are panicky if they're following Satan. If you're following Jesus, you're not afraid of the devil. I go to bed every night. I don't worry about the devil.
He's not going to bother me. He has to go through Jesus Christ. And who can do that? No one can do that. Well, anyway, he goes on to say this guy in this article in Patheos, and by the way, that's a website. It's put out, the website is by a guy who, he's one of these mealy-mouthed supposed Christians, and it's sort of like an atheist site. If you want to see what the atheists are thinking, go to patheos.com, okay? And there you can find out what the atheists are saying. Now, that's what I think about the guy, and I'm trying to be fair to him. Other people would call him other names, but I'm calling him just sort of an atheist type of a guy. Now, he says here, let me read you this. He says, Tex Mars is a real wackadoodle. I'm a real wackadoodle. He says, Tex Mars is one of the foulest and most deceptive of conspiracy theorists. Presenting himself as a good old boy Texan, with a good old boy accent and a rolling laugh, Tex Mars is easily one of the most hateful, bigoted, racist, sexist, and vengeful of his crowd. Boy. This guy really likes me a lot. Now, first, I'm presenting myself as a good old boy Texan. I didn't know I presented myself as any. I mean, I am a Texan. I don't have to be a... I was born in Fred, Texas. You know, there's one old saying about Fred, Texas, F-R-E-D. You know, they say I was born in Comfort between Fred and Alice. I think that's the deal, something like that. Anyway, there's a little Texas town named Comfort and Alice and Fred. In any case, I was born in, yes, in East Texas with a good old boy accent. Well, now some people have commented on my accent before or not. I just speak. They say it's an accent. Okay. All right. And a rolling laugh. I don't see where that's a negative. A rolling laugh. I didn't know I roll my laugh, but okay, I'll admit that. All right. And then he says I'm one of the most hateful, bigoted, racist, sexist, and vengeful of his crowd. I have a crowd, you see. Oh, yes, I have a crowd that I run around with that follow me. And I'm one of the most hateful, bigoted, racist, sexist, and vengeful of his crowd. I'm hateful. I'm bigoted. I'm racist. I'm sexist. And, of course, I'm vengeful. Thanks to those flaws. Now, listen to this. This guy says, thanks to those flaws, I mean, being hateful, bigoted, and all that, he has enjoyed one of the longest careers of the entire pack a fundamentalist wackadoodle doom criers. Well, this guy can really write, can't he? I have enjoyed one of the longest careers because of my flaws. Well, he says that I will buy into any conspiracy there is. Now, and then he goes on to list all the conspiracies that I believe in. And I thought I'd tell you about these. He lists exactly, let's say, seven. There's seven conspiratorial things that I believe in that he says are wackadoodle. They're nutty. Let's go over those, okay? I don't think that I believe in any of these things. Now, if you follow this ministry for quite a while, you'll know that, I mean, this guy just made this up. A lot of people make up stuff about it. They manufacture lies. Now, I'm not going to tell you this guy's name. Why should I? I don't want to give him any publicity. In any case, what does it matter? There are other people who dislike me too because I tell the truth. And, you know, I don't want to hurt them. You know, the Bible says something very interesting, doesn't it? It says, therefore, this is in Matthew 7:12, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. So, you know, I'm not going to say the same thing about this guy. I'm not going to make up lies about him. He makes up all this stuff about me, but I'm not going to tell you his name and blast him and tell you he's a horrible person and all that. Because it says in the Bible, you know, basically do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So I'm not going to do to this guy what he's done to me. because I don't want to be in that category. I just want to be nice to people. I want to be kind and tell the truth about him. So I'm telling you the truth about what he says about me. First of all, he says, the first thing that he says about me that I believe in, he says, one of the weirdest ideas that Mr. Mars has is that the earth is immobile and flat rather than a globe floating in space. And he's so extremist in this view that even his fellow fundamentals have largely disavowed him. Really? He says, I believe the earth is flat and it's not a globe floating in space. I remember having a gentleman, a fine Christian actually, on my radio program one time several years ago who believed the earth is flat. That's his belief. You know, I have people on my radio program that I don't agree with sometimes. And I certainly wouldn't, I don't agree with this. I've never really studied it. But I'll tell you something, folks. I learned a long time ago, well, I think it was in the second or third grade, that Christopher Columbus discovered that the earth is round. Yeah, Christopher Columbus discovered, you know, he sailed his ship around the world and he found out the earth is round. It's a circle. And I believe that ever since. So I don't know where this guy gets that. I had a guest on my program one time, but I don't agree with all my guests. So he's just making this up out of thin air that I believe the earth is flat. But see how it makes me look bad. I mean, who would believe a guy like Tex Morris who thinks the earth is flat and it's not a circle? He's just a dummy scientifically. But I've never said that Christopher Columbus is wrong. In fact, as long as I can remember, I was probably 3 years old when somebody told me the earth is round, and I believed them. I believe them because I look up in the sky and everything is round. All the planets, the moon, the sun, they're all round. Well, I figured if they're round, why shouldn't the earth be round? Then when they told me there's millions and millions of planets, I decided, well, they're all round, approximately. Except, you know, for asteroids and things like that. So the earth must be round. Then when astronauts, starting in the 60s, went up into space, they looked down and they saw a round earth. I believe the earth was round.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.